Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Mike Haggerty, in for Vicky Gonzalez. The city of Sacramento is honoring Tyre Nichols. The 29-year-old died after being hospitalized following a brutal beating by the Memphis police. Five officers are facing second-degree murder charges in addition to the firing of a sixth officer and three medics with the Memphis Fire Department. But before Tennessee, Tyre called Sacramento home and would regularly skate at the Regency Community Park in North Natomas. Councilmember Lisa Kaplan says the city is in the process of renaming the park the Tyre Nichols Skate Park. That announcement came over the weekend during a celebration of life ceremony at Sac Ramp Skate Park, sharing memories of the father and avid skateboarder. Here's Tyre's godsister, Latoya Izar.
Honestly, there's just not enough words to describe how me and my family feel about it, because that's where Tyre started. And we know that it means a lot to him, so it's beyond words of what it means to us.
Tyre's mother, Rovon Wells, was also in attendance and spoke to the crowd of hundreds who were there to honor her son.
On behalf of our family, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for coming out to share my son's life and his legacy. And I promise you, I will fight it. We are going to get justice for him. If it's the last thing that I do.
At that event, Insight producer Victor Corral Martinez met with two of Tyre's closest friends, Ryan Wilson and Jerome Neal, and put together this piece in their own words.
My name is Ryan Wilson. He was my best friend in the whole world, like my brother. You know, he was everything to me. I met him out over at the Regency Skate Park about late 2007, probably 2008-ish. And, you know, for a while, he was kind of like keeping to himself, had his headphones in, and he sort of didn't talk a whole lot, but then eventually, you know, I broke through and we just couldn't stop talking, and we became real close after that. Tyre was one of those people where, like, me and him, one of the things we shared in common was, like, he had, like, abilities, but he kind of would, like, he would doubt himself a lot of times and just sort of, like, he would overthink things, but then when he'd have those spark of, like, just inspiration, he'd watch a really good video or he'd want to show off for someone, you know, if there was like a pro at the park or something. You know, he had it in him to do really cool things when he put his mind to it. Well, it's kind of a roller coaster. I mean, like, you know, we've all lost family members and this and that, you know, throughout the years. But, you know, just like someone that close, like, you know, a lot of times when they're that young, it sort of feels like they're untouchable. You know, tragedies happen, but you never think that you're going to be that person. And like, you can't really predict or like control like how your mind and body sort of like handles it. So like it's been coming in waves and everything where I'll just some random song or some random thing will sort of bring it back. A lot of songs by like the Killers he really liked. So he was always looking at new stuff and trying to find new stuff that you know, stuff that gets you excited, you know, gives you energy. And yeah, whenever I hear dubstep, even though like I'm not particularly a fan of it, like, you know, we did a lot of songs or a lot of videos with that whole thing. And yeah, just like anything like that sort of would really get me going. I mean, the thing is Tyre was like, you know, he was always a little bit older than a lot of us. I mean, I'm only 2 years like younger than him, but a lot of us, like he got used to taking people under his wing, and it doesn't help that he was 18 feet tall either. So, you know, that's kind of what skateboarding is. You know, you help people out, and like Tyre knew what it was like to be, you know, in the little kid's shoes. You know, you're doing something you're not familiar with, you're scared, you're maybe nervous. And he really was like, he loved helping kids. It's something he always wanted to be a part of for the rest of his life. He's like, I don't care how much money I'm making. I don't care where I'm going. Like, as long as I'm filming and taking pictures and this and that, that's good enough for me. And as you saw, like in his later years, he loved sunsets and things like that. So yeah, he was just happy to be behind a camera. I've talked with a lot of different people, a lot of his other friends, his family. I feel like we're doing actually a great job of, you know, really sharing what kind of person he was. I mean, there's only so much you can really say about a person, but just his kind-hearted, you know, spirit and his, like, willingness to make everyone smile at all times, even when he maybe wasn't able to smile himself. I mean, this stuff's been said over and over again, and, like, I think it's doing a great job. He was on this earth for almost 3 decades, and that particular incident was very short-lived, you know, maybe a couple days from the time it happened to the time he moved on. And it's like, that's not fair to, you know, reflect and think about his whole life based on that one particular incident. That does not reflect him as a person and who he was to me and his family and everyone else. And the fact that that one particular thing can bring out the whole nation, like, that's, like, it's wild. It just really shows how close we are, you know, as a community. And it doesn't matter if you know someone or not, you know, that's, we're all kind of part of the same family in one way or another.
Jerome Neal. I've known Tyree for 13 years. I've been like one of his skate friends ever since. You know, met him at a skate park and was just friends ever since then, just like naturally. Him and I have always been into cameras, and him and I made like videos together and stuff. So like we really had a pretty big connection. Like him and I used to go back and forth just creatively like all the time. Like we were like just so connected. Each of us that skated with Tyree has all learned something from him. Like the past couple of days when I go out and skate, I literally do tricks that Tyree taught me, because he's taught me like quite a bit, like especially like on like the half pipe or like mini ramp. Like he was so good at that. Like you can watch him one day and you just be in shock at the way he can just, you know, gracefully skate that thing. And like I said, he was giving it to all of us. Like we all have a little bit of Tyree in us, because he was, like you said, a mentor. He was just sharing information that he had, helping others in situations he knew he could help us with. Like he was just like a golden soul, bro. Like that's the best way to put it. Just was always there, would motivate you, talk you through with things, convince you you could do something when you didn't believe in your own self. Like that was Tyree. I first heard about it and he was like, you know, in the hospital, he hadn't gone passed away yet. I didn't think he would go. I had full faith that Tyree was gonna pull through. I was gonna see him again. You know, he was gonna go through a rough time, but he was gonna be okay. And then a couple days later, that was just wrong, and that just wasn't his path. And it was just been really sad. It still hasn't not been sad. Like every morning, every day, I'm just like stuck constantly thinking about him and just like how crazy this situation is and how none of it should have ever happened. Tyree's like one of the nicest dudes I know. Like something just as bad as this shouldn't happen to such a good person. Just doesn't make sense. It was like I was watching a nightmare. Like it didn't feel like a real situation. It still doesn't feel real to me. Like seeing something like that to someone that I cared so much about and that was just such a kind, genuine person to experience something that intense. Like, yeah, I can't put it into words.
Is there room for one more son? One more son. If you can't hold on. If you can't hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, the visuals are beautiful to see. People just, you know, showing respect to Tyree. And I know he's just, like, super stoked on, you know, people caring, people, you know, sharing his name, people sharing his video. Like, you know, Tony Hawk saw his video and posted on his Instagram. Like, Tyree is screaming right now, like, with joy. The Regency Skate Park, where they did the candle lighting, the candles are still there. We've been adding more every day. Like, it's a beautiful place, and it really feels like Tyree's still there. Like, him skating there so much, you can just sit there and visualize stuff he's done back in the day. His spirit just is just sitting there.
I wanna shine on in the hearts of men. I want a meaning from the back of my broken hand. Another headaches, another heartbreaks. I'm so much older than I can take.
That's Jerome Neal and Ryan Wilson. The two were close friends with Tyree Nichols and spoke with us at Tyree's Celebration of Life ceremony in Sacramento over the weekend. The city of Sacramento is moving forward with renaming Regency Community Park in Natomas the Tyree Nichols Skate Park. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobas and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Manata. Insight's technical directors Mark Jones. Our engineers are Antonio Muniz and Chris Feltz. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Mike Haggerty, and for Vicki Gonzalez, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.